Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 12th, the first day of the 2024 budget session. Today, a joint session of the 67th Legislature was convened to hear Governor Gordon's State of the State address and Chief Justice Fox's State of the Judiciary address. Governor Gordon urged legislators to focus on the budget to meet the needs of the people of Wyoming and solutions versus individual bills and politics. The governor discussed the need to address rising property taxes that many across the state have faced in the last several years. Last year, the legislature added additional dollars to the state's property tax relief program, which provided an average refund of $900 to the 9,000 homeowners who qualified. The governor is requesting an additional $20 million in the upcoming budget. Governor Gordon noted how the property tax relief program is run out of each county's treasurer's office and that property taxes stay local and fund county resources like roads and schools. The governor noted how important it will be to strike a balance that addresses the concerns over rising assessed valuations and not leaving counties or schools without proper funding. There are many bills this session aimed at providing property tax relief. The governor highlighted the work of state employees, especially the Wyoming Department of Transportation road crews, like the efforts of Rick Ackerman, who worked tirelessly to coordinate the plowing of roads during a harsh winter last season. In addition, the governor mentioned the need to fund mental health services, as outlined in the proposed budget, to help Wyomingites who need these critical services. He highlighted mental health programs in the judicial branch, schools, law enforcement, and traditional health care. The governor recognized our own Julie Mackey with the Jay Foundation and the good work they do on suicide prevention. Governor Gordon mentioned the importance of all of the above energy and pushing back against the federal government regulations that are trying to stifle our Wyoming energy industries. There are several bills this session that continue to support our minerals industry. Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Kate Fox also spoke. She outlined the need for an additional $5.4 million to increase wages for court employees throughout the state, explaining this money will be used to fill positions to serve Wyoming. In the afternoon, the House convened into the session and began the bill introduction process. A consent list of multiple committee bills was presented to the body for an introduction vote. Any member of the House can pull a bill off the consent list. A bill pulled from the consent list must be debated and voted on separately for introduction. If a bill is successful during the introduction vote, then the speaker assigns it to a standing committee. A committee chairman then decides when or if the committee will debate the bill. If a bill is publicly noticed, the committee takes public testimony and acts on the bill. Today, many bills did not meet the two-thirds majority vote needed for introduction in a budget session. Among the bills that survived the two-thirds majority vote included House Bill 3, Property Tax Exemption for Long-Term Homeowners, House Bill 4, Property Tax Refund Program, and House Bill 18, Property Tax Inflation Cap. All of these bills are designed to address the high residential property tax issue. I voted in favor of all of them. There are more property tax relief bills that will be up for introduction vote tomorrow. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com for questions or comments. The legislative website can be accessed at wildledge.gov, and this website will show you all of the bills before the legislature. Thank you.